Job 13, Refusing to Lie for God. 1. Ash Proverbs, Clay Defences. Yesterday we heard Job taste words. Job 12. Today he spits out chalk. Your maxims are proverbs of ashes. Your defences are defences of clay. Job 13:12, English Standard Version. In Hebrew, to show partiality is to lift up the face. Job charges his friends with lifting God's face by flattery, lying for God to protect a tidy system. Would you speak wickedly for God? Job 13:7, English Standard Version. This is startling. The sufferer protects God's honour from the pious. Paul will later say, we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. 2 Corinthians 4, Talmud 2, English Standard Version. Apologetics without truth is idolatry in God's name. 2. The lawsuit of faith. Job demands his day in court. I desire to argue my case with God. Job 13:3, English Standard Version. The language is legal, plea, brief, summons. Ancient Near Eastern trials sometimes involved ordeals. The accused risked death to gain vindication. Job reaches for twin idioms of recklessness. I will take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in my hand. Job 13:14. He will stake everything on God's character. He asks for two things. 13:20-22. Remove the crushing hand and let me answer or be answered. It's not rebellion, but covenant boldness, like Abraham's bargaining, Moses' intercession, Jeremiah's complaint, Habakkuk's watch post. Faith wrestles because it refuses to walk away. 3. A split verse, a whole faith. The famous line carries a scribal tension. The written text reads no hope, while the traditional reading says in him. So translators diverge. Though he slay me, I will hope in him. Job 13:15, English Standard Version. See, he will kill me, I have no hope. Job 13:15, New Revised Standard Version. Hebrew notes preserve both, Ketiv Kera. What if the Spirit kept this fissure on purpose? Job's faith is two-edged, hope that will not let go, and bleak realism that says there is no visible path. This is not a contradiction, it is cruciform trust, hope against hope. Romans 4:18. Job's next words keep the paradox. Yet I will argue my ways to his face. Trust does not silence lament, it empowers it. Gregory the Great read this as holy boldness. Luther heard here the theology of the cross. God trusted even when God wounds. 4. Toward Christ. Job's plea, withdraw your hand, call and I will answer, 13:21-22, is answered finally at the cross. There the judge is judged and the prosecutor becomes our advocate, 1 John 2:1. In Christ, we are welcomed into the courtroom not as defendants scrambling for words, but as children with access by faith. Romans 5:2, English Standard Version. Job bets his life that a godless person cannot stand before God. 13:16. The gospel dares more. Through the blood of Jesus, sinners stand and are made sons and daughters. Hebrews 4:16. For Western readers, notice Job's refusal to let God become a system. His friends' ash proverbs sound like moral math. Job insists on meeting a person. Archaeology turns up endless clay, inscriptions, tablets, potsherds, useful, then shattered. Job's line warns us, when we turn living theology into clay ramparts, God will blow on them and they will fall to dust. Suggested cross-references, Genesis 18:22-33, Exodus 32:9-14, Jeremiah 12:1, Habakkuk 2:1, Romans 4:18, 5:1-2, 2 Corinthians 4:2, Hebrews 4:16, James 2:1. Hebrew and literary notes, lift the face. Show partiality, 13:8. Piety can corrupt justice. Idioms of risk, 13:14, intensify parallelism. 13:15's Ketiv Keri preserves the paradox of faith. Irony saturates the chapter. Job defends God's honour from God's defenders. Hymn to pray, commit thou all thy griefs, Paul Gerhardt, or Wesley's give to the winds thy fears. Prayer, Lord Christ, advocate of the broken, save us from lies told in your name. Give us Job's boldness to speak truth and Job's humility to stand before you. When hope seems split, hold us in your pierced hands. Teach our tongues to taste words, our hearts to love justice, and our lives to trust you, even when you wound, until resurrection light breaks. Amen.